Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to present the man that God has mightily anointed with a miracle ministry, with a sermon designed to bring help, blessing, and deliverance to you. God's man of faith and power, Reverend A.A. Allen.
Glory to God. Everyone happy? How many of you tonight, how many believe everything in this old black book? Do you believe everything from Genesis to Revelation? I'm reading from the third chapter of Acts. The first verse down through the 11. Peter and John went up to the temple to pray, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them which entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms or an offering. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, said, "Look on us." That is, look at we preachers. I pause here to say, why should they look at a preacher? There was something to see there besides Peter and John. Do you believe it? As Paul said, Christ in us, he doeth the work. Didn't he say it? And he said of Christ, he shall dwell in them. He will live in them. And I'd like to pause and say, listen, it wasn't so much that they wanted that man to see Peter and John, but it was the one who lived on the inside of them. And here is what Peter said, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Here are the stretchers. One has been flew in from San Francisco, given up by the best Chinese doctor and surgeon in the city. Another lady dying of cancer, 9 doctors have given her up. Another lady hasn't walked for 7 years. I'm believing God tonight to stand by my side. Do you believe that he'll do it? I believe the same God who stood by John and stood by Peter is going to stand by me right here tonight on this ramp. And I believe the same God who laid his hands upon them 1900 years ago is going to lay his hands on these suffering, sick, diseased, afflicted, and dying. Do you believe he'll do it? Listen to this. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Do you know why these people have been brought here? They expect to receive something from God. They know what God has been doing across the nation under this big tent. They're here because they're expecting to receive the same thing tonight. And listen, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, rise up and walk. How many remember what happened? Do you remember what happened? How many of you out there remember what happened? He took him by the hand, and he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. What happened? Why, he was healed by the power of God. And he, leaping up, stood. What? A man who had never walked. He had been crippled from the time he was born. He had never been able to walk. Never had he stood on his feet. But when the power of God went through him, as the man of God touched him, he received strength. He jumped to his feet and he stood and he walked and he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. So many people that watch this telecast say, why do those people leap like that? Why do they run? Why do they dance? Why do they shout? Why do they shout so much and clap their hands? Hear me. If you ever have an experience as this man had, you'll not act like a mannequin in a store window. You clap your hands, you will run, you will leap, you will walk. Because if the power of God ever goes through you, and the power of God is greater than cancer, the power of God is greater than crippled limbs, you're going to rejoice and you're going to shout. But listen. He leaped and they went into the house of God praising God, and all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew it was he that sat at the gate of the beautiful gate of the temple. They were filled with wonder. Are you listening? They were filled with wonder, and they were filled with amazement at that which had happened to him. I believe that the devil is a liar. Do you? And I believe that tonight God is going to show himself real to everyone, not only under this tent, but to every one of you that watch the telecast. And I believe that in just a few moments, and I say it by faith, we'll be filled with wonder, and we'll be filled with amazement at that which we see. Why? Because our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed. He is still healing the sick. Hebrews 13:8 says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hear me. I know what God will do today because I know what he did yesterday. All I have to do is look through the pages of this whole book. I know what God was doing yesterday. He's the same today, then I know exactly what he'll do today because I find here what he did yesterday. I know what he'll be doing tomorrow. I know what God's like in the future because I know what God's like in the past. If God ever healed the sick, he's still healing the sick. If God ever opened the blind eyes, he's still opening blind eyes. If God ever made the lame to walk, he's still doing it tonight. Amen. Stand with me. We're going to sing one verse. And when I get to the chorus, I want everybody under this tent to join me. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Sing it, everybody. This woman's son, is that right?
That's right.
How come you to bring her here?
This is the last place I think there is for her to come.
Uh-huh. Were you here last night and saw what God did?
I did. I was here since yesterday morning about 8:15. I sat right.
You saw what God did last night. That's why you went and got your mother.
I stood here and I got a prayer card from my mother. I was going to stand here in proxy, but after I saw what happened, I thought that this was the best thing that could happen to her, to bring her right here.
Amen. You say she hasn't been eating? She's starving to death.
That's right. She's hasn't been eating enough for last